White Coolies, a true story of Australian women at war, adapted from the diary written in a Japanese prison camp by Sister Betty Jeffrey. Dedicated to those nurses who did not return. Sister Davis.
Missing.
Sister Hempstead.
Missing.
Sister Gardam.
Missing.
Sister Raymond.
Missing.
Sister Jeffrey.
Here. Jap military took us over on April Fool's Day, all right. And what a show they turned on. Something new has happened every day so far. First of all, we had to gather in nationality groups and be presented to His Oriental Highness, Captain Siki. He is an awful-looking individual, with a hard, staring brown eye, the other one being too bloodshot to see properly. We were also presented to Fatty, soon called Arfat, who resembled a very fat pig. There was a third Jap who looked rather promising. His expression was different, and he was quite a human type. Although we stood all day, none of us would have missed that show for anything.
I wonder who'll be presented first.
Not us, Sister Mittelhauser, of that you can be sure.
Oh, why not, Sister James? I thought perhaps they'd like to get us over first and get us out of their sight. Oh,
more likely to keep us standing all day in the heat.
Perhaps you're right.
What seems to be the setup?
Well, by the look of it, they'll be seated just inside the shelter shed where that table has been put.
That's right. And as we're called, we have to go across the playground to where those oddments are assembled and bow.
In front of that table, Mitz?
Well, I think so, Jeff.
Oh, dear.
Why?
Well, look where the table is.
You mean the patch of sticky wet clay in front of it, Jeff?
Oh.
I was wondering about that.
I'll bet a lot of people will come to grief on that before the day's out.
Oh, this'll be a grand show to watch.
Here they come, I think.
Where?
Oh, yes.
Oh, what a smart bunch of boys they look. Will you get on the patched shorts and odd tunics?
That must be Siki in the middle. Yes, he's taking the center chair of state.
Pity they didn't walk through the wet clay and come a cropper. Mm. That would have dented their dignity.
What dignity, Sister Jane?
Pachama flanda sama jumpa tai sike. Paru toan besa sama pondo. Pachama flanda sama jumpa tai sike. Paru toan besa sama pondo.
What was that?
The Dutch are to be the first to meet the great Captain Siki.
Oh, well, we can settle down to a nice long wait. What if we can sit down on the ground?
Well, let's try it and see.
Oh, it's getting hotter and hotter sitting here in the full belt of the sun. Oh, I wish we could go and wait in our hut.
Oh, not on your life. I wouldn't miss this for anything.
Oh, we could watch from the hut.
Come on, Stari! Bede! Bede! Come on! Stari! Bede!
I thought it was too good to be true that we'd be allowed to sit for
a while.
Oh, well. On our feet. Oh, look. There's the first casualty on the clay.
Oh, I missed it.
That Dutch girl slipped. She landed right across the table, nose to nose with Siki.
Now, look at that. Even the babies are being presented. Did you ever?
I suppose the mothers can't leave them while they go through the ceremony.
But look, that baby belongs to the woman right down the line. She won't get to meet the high and mighty for a long while, yet they drag the kiddie up there now, or it's ridiculous.
Yes. Wish they'd get on with it. This rake will be standing here all day. Come on. This is us.
Lucky last. Who goes first?
Well, you should, Sister James, a senior sister.
Your house, Captain Mitz. You go first.
Oh, but that's only a non-commissioned role.
Look, Viv and Orim have pushed Val Smith to the slaughter. There she goes. Will you look at the very low bow she's giving them?
I'd love to know what she's saying under her breath.
Oh, look, look. She's slipped. She's gone right over the table.
Oh. She's laughing her head off.
Well, the Japs aren't. They are not amused.
Poor old Tojo. Nothing ever comes off with dignity. Something always goes wrong. It's just women.
After the introductions were over, in came sacks of decent rice, quite the best quality we've had so far. When it was divided, it gave us a slightly larger ration, about 3/4 of a cup a day, instead of 1/2 cup.
Is that rain, Mitz?
Yes, Sister James. Oh, it's starting to pour.
Oh, I must go out and have a wash.
Hey, wait, Sister James. Mitz, wonders will never cease.
Oh, what happened, Jeff?
We've got a ration of sugar and salt.
Oh, how wonderful.
Oh, well, don't get carried away. It works out a small teaspoonful each per day of sugar and a little more salt.
Oh. Oh, still, we can't complain. It's better than none at all.
Well, just to even things up, the vegetable ration's been cut to half.
Oh, that's dreadful. We need those vegetables, whatever they are. I was quite excited for a minute.
Oh, where are you going, Sister James?
Oh, to have a wash under the leaking roof.
Oh, you know, Jeff, I thought the military were going to improve things a bit for us. Instead of that, they seem to be making it worse.
Oh, it works out about the same.
Hmm? How do you mean?
Well, more rice, less vegetables. Oh. But there's also decent tea at last, 1/2 cup each per month, and some queer-looking curry powder. And 10 sacks of filthy, weevily maize.
Oh, that sounds most appetizing.
Well, I think if we wash it and dry it, it should be all right. Very filling, anyway.
Hey, maize. Can't you make porridge out of maize?
I suppose you could, Mitz. You'd have to pound it, but we could try.
Sister Jeff, Sister Jeff!
Yes? Who's that calling?
Oh, it's little Yopie.
Oh, yes.
My word, his burns healed well. Scars are fading beautifully.
Sister Jeff!
In here, Yopie.
Hello, Sister Jeff.
Hello, Yopie. And what do you want?
Mama wanted to know if it is true there will be some new grain in the ration. I couldn't find yours to ask her, so I ask you.
Well, yes, Yopie, there will be. But it has to be washed first. It's full of weevils.
Please, what is weevils?
Oh, well, it's a sort of crawly things. They live on grain.
Oh, John, I know now. Little worms.
That's right.
Shouldn't you be at lessons, Yopie? Isn't Sister Paulie taking lessons in the shelter shed today?
Oh, yes, Sister Jeff. But I had to go to the little pot, and then Mama wanted to know about the grain.
Well, you go back to your lessons. I'll see your mother. I have to go over and speak to Mrs. Brookhouse in a minute.
Thank you, Sister Jeff. Goodbye, Sister Mitz.
Goodbye, Yopie.
Goodbye.
He's a funny little boy. So earnest about everything.
Where did he learn that, I wonder?
What?
Little pots.
Oh, goodness knows. But it's a very polite way of saying it. Oh, well, I think I'll go and have a shower under the roof. Oh, golly, I wish we had some soap.
It's months since we had the last lot. We're certainly a fine colour.
I know. Just rubbing off under cold rainwater doesn't do much good, but at least it makes you feel better.
Mm.
Oh, see you later, Jeff.
The next thing to arrive in the camp was a kerosene tin of red palm oil. It really seemed as if things were going to look up a bit.
How much oil did you say there was, Sister Jeffrey?
A kerosene tin full.
Just for us?
Oh, no, Sister James, for the whole 500 of us in the camp.
Oh, means about a teaspoon each, I suppose.
Not much more. Still, it'll be wonderful to have something fried after months of no fat of any description.
Yeah, I suppose we are lucky, really. Tea, salt, sugar, maize, in our palm oil. They're living on the fat of the land.
Hardly that, Sister James. There really is only enough to last a couple of days, and we have to make everything stretch to last for a month. You know, I feel I could eat the whole blinking lot in one meal, but if
Tango.
I did...
Tinko! Tinko!
You know, I think Seeky likes to see his new arrangement of Tinko, with the English down one side and the Dutch down the other, and us standing across the end. All very military and precise. Better go and line up. Come on.
I wonder what would happen if I told the guard that there are 200 of us instead of 32.
Well, it'll take them a while to figure out that you were misleading them. And then, my dear, you would go to the Bastille.
I'm sick of saying the same old thing. I'll try something new and see what happens.
They're inspecting the Dutch first today.
Oh, so they are. Will you look at little Yopie right on the end of the Dutch line? He looks so small standing next to his mother.
I know.
Jack's saying something to her. Hmm? Oh! Oh, the brute!
What? I didn't see.
Oh, he bashed her right in the mouth.
Oh.
Oh, look at him.
He'll break a jaw if he doesn't stop. He's using his closed fist.
Oh, if only she could kick him.
Well, what can she have done? I mean, we only get one or two clutch usually, but he's beating her horribly.
Miss, look at Jopie. He's stepping out behind the Jap. What's he doing?
He seems to be undoing his shorts.
He is. And going little pots right down the Jap's neck.
Oh.
He's going in his boots.
He doesn't even know. Oh, wait, yes, he's shaking his leg.
Don't laugh. We may give the little chap away. For goodness sake, try and keep straight faces.
The Jap walked away from Yopie and his mother, never any the wiser except for a puzzled glance at his wet leg. We all decided that little Yopie was not only very brave, but a very fine judge of human beings. A couple of days ago, when we were having a rest after lunch, we heard a heavy truck coming up the road outside. All heads bobbed up, and all eyes were glued to our own special peepholes in the wooden walls.
Oh, don't shove, I owe
you. Well, let me see. You're hogging the lot.
What is it? Can you see?
Oh, if I owe you, just let me get an eyeful without pushing.
It's not me now, it's Woody.
Come on, Shorty, let's have a squeeze.
Oh. Oh, it's only the wood, Laurie.
Is that all?
Oh, gosh, all that fuss over a bit of wood. Does anyone want a game of Mahjong?
Not me, Ioli. I'm going to resume my interrupted slumbers.
Oh, well, I'll play, Ioli.
How's Toby today, Shorty?
Well, he's still a bit weak. But he's getting better, I think. I don't know what was wrong with him. He's still off his tucker.
I wonder if this load of wood is any better than the green stuff that came last time.
If it was only half dried out, it might burn. But that stuff...
I think I'll go and have a look.
What about a game, Woody? Do you want to play?
All right, O'Reilly. I'll be back in a minute.
Gee, you're a noisy bum.
Sorry, Jeff. We're keeping you awake.
No, you just sound like the birdhouse at the zoo. I might as well play Mahjong with you and have done with it.
Good.
European women!
What's Woody yelling something?
Quick, there's a truckload of European women!
European women, how wonderful!
Oh, come on,
there may be some of our girls among them.
Yes, come on, everyone, up to the main entrance.
Well, did you see if any of them might be our girls, Woody?
No, I didn't wait to see Ioli. I came back to get all of you. If any of them are coming in, we all want to be there at the gate to welcome them.
Come on!
Oh, I don't see any of our girls, do you?
Well, look, yes. There's a matron, what's her name?
Who?
You remember, she was in charge of the British General Hospital, Malacca.
Oh,
you
yes,
know?
Yes.
Gee, I wonder where they've been all this time.
I wonder where they're going to now.
Oh, what on earth do you mean by that, Aurelia? They're here.
No, I meant where are they going to live?
Well, we better find out and give them a hand to move in.
A few of the newcomers were British sisters. There was also a Scottish doctor. That makes four women doctors in the camp now. And three Dutch women and a few Eurasians. They'd come from a small camp further north in Sumatra. And, of course, the first thing was interchange of news between us. The British were to go into our block, so naturally we had to move up and make room for them.
Well, a few more of us had better sleep outside. Otherwise, there'll never be room.
No, we'll manage somehow, Shorty.
If only the hee-haws or hey-hos would move out of our block.
The who's?
The ha-has or... Oh, you know, whatever those Indonesian trainees are called.
They poor souls are not having a very happy time.
Huh? Why, Jeff?
The other day, a Jap NCO came in and beat one fellow up pretty badly. Clouted him with a... knotted handkerchief wrapped around his fist.
Oh, terrible, the beast.
Then he forced the hee-haw back against the wall by pushing an enamel plate into his mouth, and he just kept on pushing until the poor thing's mouth was split open.
Oh, God.
It's not fair to call them beasts. Beasts wouldn't do filthy, rotten things like that.
Hey, hurry up, you girls. We've got to get organized before the others can come in.
We managed to give the newcomers quite a bit of space. I was one of the ones who decided that the tables outside would be the lesser of two evils, and I sleep there now. So far, I haven't fallen off. Although it does seem terribly high after first the floor and then the low benches we sleep on here. 22nd of April. More excitement. Sister James was asked to go to the guardhouse. She was back in a few minutes.
I wonder what they wanted Sister J for.
Heaven alone knows. Something unpleasant, you can bet your socks.
They probably want to put another 20 or 30 people in with us.
No, give us a go, Shorty. They'd have sent for mitts if that were it. Anyway, even the Japs can see that we can't fit another matchstick in here.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, but here comes Sister James back now.
Gosh, that was quick.
So she looks a bit grim.
Listen, everyone, is it?
Just a minute. Now, listen.
Yes?
What is it, Sister James?
We're all wanted in the guardhouse at once.
What? The whole 32 of us?
Yes, sister.
What for, Sister James, do you know?
No, they didn't tell me.
Now, is everyone here?
Well, I think a few of the girls are outside somewhere.
Oh, well, we'd better round them up. We're all wanted immediately.
I'll go and collect them.
Well, I'll help you, Woody. Right.
The rest of us better start over to the guardhouse. The others can catch up.
What can they want this time?
I don't know, Jeff, but I've got a queer feeling in the pit of my stomach.
Me too, Shorty. I've definitely got butterflies.
Mine feels more like fully-fledged eagle hogs.
Hurry, he says. What does he think we're doing?
Oh, good. Here are the others coming.
Oh, made it.
Oh, it's too hot to be running around like that.
Now what?
But I wish they'd tell us quickly. My tummy feels as if I've gone down in the lift and left it on the top floor.
Hey, look at that little old Jap behind the table.
It's a colonel, I think.
Looks dead spit of Charlie Chaplin. Shut up, Shorty.
Namo tarun nama, tarun nama dietas kartas. Taro, tarun nama dietas kartas samo tarun.
A way to write our names and army numbers on that paper.
Don't tell me that's all we've been dragged over here to do.
Yeah, our names and numbers. Oh, not again.
Oh, we better line up.
Charlie Chaplin's still sitting there like a doll.
Any identification disc, you will show them.
Oh, what? You made me jump. Sitting there looking like an orange.
Mandarin, fathead.
Oh.
He'll hear you, too.
His English seems pretty good. We better be careful.
As you finish writing, you will line up here. I have to speak to you.
Oh, don't bother, old boy.
The suspense is awful. Oh, hurry up, Mickey.
Now I have to tell you, Australians, that Japanese submarines have entered Sydney Harbour.
Oh, no.
They have succeeded in doing great damage to two of your ships, the Queen Mary and the Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, does that mean they've landed?
Also, that excessive damage has been done to Harbour Bridge.
I can't stand this.
The center pylon has been destroyed.
Thank heaven.
What?
It hasn't got a center pylon.
Oh. However, the crews of the submarines lost their lives in devotion to duty.
Wow!
Is that peace?
I coughed.
So, to resume, the ashes have been sent back to Tokyo.
I wish you'd send our bones back to Australia with us outside them. Well, what happens now? Is that all?
I don't know.
Hey, look, girls. He smiled at us.
Something good is coming to you.
Oh, smile back, girls.
If it doesn't come soon, I won't recognize something good if I see it.
It could not be worse, could it?
No!
All right. You wait and be good. That is all.
They seem to be ashamed of themselves and of what they haven't done for us.
That's cold comfort.
I wonder if the subs really got into the harbor. Or if that's moonshine, too.
Oh, I felt sick when he told us that.
I thought it may have meant that they'd landed properly on Australian soil.
Oh, but listen. Wouldn't you think they'd know that there's no center pylon to Sydney Harbour Bridge?
Yes, really.
Oh, now, look, that was a dead giveaway.
I never heard
but,
words.
But, look, what about the Queen Mary and the Queen Elizabeth? I mean, do you really think they got them?
I don't know, Shorty.
No, we're finding out. By the way, I wonder how the subs got into the harbor.
Well, I can tell you one thing, girls. If any of it is true, the sub crews did die. You know what's going to happen? That'll just make us too popular here with them.
Oh yes.
I'm saying.
I wonder what the something good will be.
Well, as usual, there's only one thing I can say. I hope it's something to eat.
Say that again.
Sure. Or it could be some soap or maybe beds for us all, or something wonderful, just like repatriation.
Oh, you're joking.
No, I suppose we'd better wait and see, but I shouldn't think it would be that.
Oh, well, one thing, our visitor's given us something to talk about anyway.
So far, nothing has come to us at all, but we're still hoping for the something good. Perhaps it might be the Mercy ship we hear so much about, which never arrives. We pray it is. We all want to get out of this so badly.
White Coolies is based on the diary written secretly in a Japanese prison camp by Sister Betty Jeffrey, especially adapted for radio by Gwen Friend, and produced by Fifi Banbard for Australasian Radio Productions.